Harper Audio presents The Groom Says Yes, The Brides of Wishmore by Cathy Maxwell, performed by Mary Jane Wells. For my wonderful, loving friend, Anne Elizabeth. Chapter 1. September 1817, Tolbooth Prison, Edinburgh. The minister was a slight man with thinning brown hair and was obviously uneasy at being in the presence of the Irish murderer. The hands holding his prayer book shook. Frankly, Cormac Enright hated the epithet. It had been coined by the writers of the broadsheets printed almost daily during his trial. On the morrow, those filthy scribblers would line their pockets selling hundreds of papers and pamphlets detailing his execution, and Mac wished them happily to hell for their greed. He lifted his broad shoulders from the rickety cot where he'd lain for the past several hours, thinking of nothing, thinking of everything. The cleric, in spite of his fear, gave the air a sniff and wrinkled his nose in disgust. Mac almost laughed. He was a trained physician. He had fought in battle and lived as rough men do, and even he had found the stench of the tollbooth hard to take, and he was certain he reeked of it as well. The building was ancient and highly unsanitary. It was so bad, it was scheduled to be torn down in a few months. Mac's hanging was to be the last held there, and the guards had assured him he should feel honoured. This was a moment in history. The crowd already gathering to watch him put to death might number in the thousands, because Edinburgh did like a good hanging. And because the woman Mac was accused of murdering, Gordana Rani, had been beautiful, young, and a popular singer around the taverns. Mac's sole consolation